she got me to start thinking that I really was hurting people, that I didn't realize it or didn't want to. I'm not sure yet whether I knew it and didn't want to know it, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, sort of like a denial?
Yeah. Yeah, I was in denial, no doubt about that. But she got me started thinking a right way, how to get rid of my distorted thoughts.
We talked earlier about this, how the boys, the victims, would not necessarily have talked about it because of shame and that. Did that come up in any of your group discussions or any of your therapy sessions?
In therapy, it did, yes. Once I got used to being in the Phoenix program, I shared a lot of my thoughts with the individual groups. I realized through feedback from them, a change in my thoughts, that, I was hurting kids, and I should not be enjoying my perception of their enjoyment, which was not enjoyment, but they were something it took me a while to realize. And yet, because of my physical size and the fact that I had a position of control over them, that, they were not enjoying it in the long run. That there was a great deal of shame. They felt they were doing wrong. There is no cure at the present time. There's no cure for the problem that we have.
Do you call it pedophilia? Or do you use those words?
They are words that can be done, can be used, yeah. To me, it's a negative word, and I like to think I'm not anymore, but I know that I am a pedophile, and I always will be. But it's my control I have over my impulses, if you will, that keeps me from reoffending.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Talk to myself. Discuss my feelings with people, and that's the people I would like to reach, to say that we're not all bad all the time, and that once we're into the program and want to do or want not to do any more offending, and it's all up to the individual, really, with the help from the counselors in the program, to whether he wants to or not. I decided I don't want to hurt children once I realized I was hurting them, and also hurting their parents, brothers and sisters, and other people in their general group, because it hurts the child that I offended against, and it changes his behavior sometimes, quite often, as a matter of fact. And although his parents and the group may not realize that he's going through this change of life, he's going through this shame, he's going through this hurt. People thought I was doing very successful and doing volunteer work in the community, and I was a good guy.
It's like a cover then, eh?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was a good guy, and nobody would have said anything different about me.
Do you ever find yourself kind of defending your drives, saying, well, look at Greece 2,000 years ago, that was pretty common then? Do you ever find yourself saying that? I'm just throwing that out there.
Not recently, but I do know when I was growing up and in my 20s and 30s, I used to say, I wish I had been born back then, because it was an acceptable practice amongst single men, and even married men in the Greek society. Mm-hmm. And if it was okay then, why isn't it okay now? And I used to almost get angry about it. And you know, I wasn't harming anybody.
In your mind.
And in my mind. And I was teaching the child, believe it or not. I had myself convinced that I was teaching the child a little bit about sex.
I don't know the extent of what I would call pedophilia in society, but you seem to think it's greater than what people realize. Is that where you're coming from?
I believe that, yeah. There's people don't realize that the next-door neighbor could be a pedophile, because we have developed secretive ways of doing harm to children. I lived in a normal area of the city I was brought up in, and for 35 years, and the next door neighbors never knew a bit about what I was doing. All I knew was I was a successful person in life. I was able to buy a new car, I was able to do this, and all of this was part of my grooming. I didn't realize it at the time, or didn't want to, maybe, I don't know. But I do know that people thought I was doing very successful and doing volunteer work in the community, and I was a good guy.
It's like a cover then, eh?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, I was a good guy, and nobody would have said anything different about me.
Somewhere along the line, religion, or Christianity specifically, helped you. How did that happen?
Well,
did you just wake up in a cold sweat one day and decide, I'm desperate, I'll become a Christian, or did someone set an example for you? How did that happen?
Well, my brother was a good born-again Christian, and towards the end of it, I got to like what he was at. He had me meet with his pastor. He got me thinking, and I thought, well, at the time, I said, well, that's not going to do any good, but it did. I started to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and even though I presently don't go to church because there's children there, and I don't want to hurt any of them, and I don't want to tease myself, if you will. If I don't go there, I don't think about it.
Won't be tempted.
Or be tempted, right, absolutely. He has helped me in ways I probably don't even know, because I've done a lot of praying in the years gone by, and